Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today our subject is the speed of change. I'm not talking about the speed at which your team delivers on new features and work. I'm hoping that delivery is something that you've got nailed down and that's going well for you. What I am talking about is the speed of change whenever you realize that your organization should do things differently. In startups, it's very common to see your engineering team grow 10x, but look back and notice that it has only gained, say, a 3x improvement in productivity. And when you realize that, you might understand that your organization is not learning and adjusting as a whole as fast as it should. You might have new ideas. Your managers under you might have new ideas for how things should be done differently. And yet, it does not seem that whenever you decide to do something, it happens as fast as it should or at all. A very nice story I recently reread is in the book Measure What Matters, where the author describes how Intel, back in, I think, 79, changed its whole strategy in order to take a hold of a market they decided they have to control and take it back from Motorola. And from their description, the whole organization put this plan into motion within 2 weeks. I'm assuming you cannot get a meeting with all of the executives in your company in 2 weeks. Someone at Motorola back at the time said he wouldn't even have gotten the plane ticket to go to the meeting within 2 weeks, which is the time it took Intel to decide on what sales need to change, what design needs to change, and so on. This is an amazing force of a huge company, and yet I'm sure your own company, even if it's still under 50 people in R&D, cannot change things that fast. Why is it? You can know that you have a speed impairment when you decide on new approaches, but you realize that they just seem to fizzle out. Nothing actually comes out of it. There's no sense of urgency or momentum for non-delivery actions. Again, I'm not talking about your sprints and actual work. I'm talking about the meta working of your organization. And if there's no urgency, no momentum, and no hindsight in order to see and learn, did we do it well or not, then there's no change that's going to happen. And if making any simple change requires a quarter, and then you need to watch that change to see if it has worked or not, to see if you need to iterate on it again, you're not going to be making any meaningful changes to your organization more than like twice a year, which is not enough. And if what I'm saying resonates with you, then you have an urgency and speed of change issue, and you need to change it right now. There are a few actions you can take in order to start working on your organization's speed of change and make it better. But first of all, you have to understand that it all stems from you and your guidance. If you do not make it understood that these change initiatives, even though they are not part of the sprint, are as important, if not even more important, then your subordinates would not understand that as well, and nothing would actually move on. And you have to treat these as seriously as you treat the sprint plans, as you treat the roadmaps. Otherwise, it will be always left out and will be the nice to have. And change initiatives cannot be the nice to haves. They have to be what you focus on in order to get things done and in order to improve on. And now there are only 3 major steps in order to start working on your speed of change muscle. Only 3 tenets that if you put these into place, you will see an immediate improvement right out of the gate. First of all, you have to make sure that everyone understands who is responsible for each change initiative. Have you decided about moving to, say, cross-functional teams and you need someone to research and come up with the different domains? Don't just have a meeting and have people come out of the meeting not understanding who's going to do what. You need to say who's responsible. Sometimes I even recommend making a champion. You want to have a champion, and that's the person who is responsible of that change initiative. in case you are not the one who's going to be executing on some of the details. You make the person the champion. Everyone knows that person is the touch point for anything related, and you make sure that that person is accountable. I know that I have to talk to her in order to get things done, and she's the one who's going to be telling me the bad news. And once we have the person who is responsible, we need to make sure that everyone else involved in the change initiative knows what they're committed to and has a deadline. Nothing will move unless you have people committed to things and you make sure that they know when they need to get things done. Commitments for initiatives need to be taken as seriously as commitments for, say, what they have promised to deliver in the next sprint. They need to be taken as seriously as client deadlines. I know that many engineering people have an issue with deadlines that are not stemming from actual real-world needs, but you have to make your leadership staff understand that unless they commit to a date and move, it will never happen. And so the date, even though it might be a flexible one and you can decide on something reasonable, is the target date. It is what they need to aim for. And you expect that to happen, and you expect them to treat it just like they would treat any other thing on their plate. These commitments and deadlines need to be set with every next step. Usually, the champion comes up with the game plan, makes sure to assign the commitments and the dates to each and everything. It's kind of like a project manager, but it is very common in smaller companies to have this person be one of the leaders in your organization and have them have the responsibility to push things forward. And with these commitments and deadlines, you will hopefully now start moving with a regular cadence. If you need to, have a regular status meeting. Make sure that everyone are on track. Create a Slack channel specifically for this and have people update. Make sure that you have a pulse for this thing that helps you move on and move forward. And then to tie everything up, you need to make sure that whenever those deadlines reach, you have a retrospective or postmortem like you would do for actual development and delivery. You want to have a retrospective or a postmortem where you discuss whether the change was executed as well as it should have, what was keeping it from being done faster, what should you be doing differently the next time you have a change to roll out, and what has been done well or not. And everything you usually do for a retrospective, these things are crucial because you want to learn and you want to improve on the way you improve. Yes, this is several levels of meta thinking, but it is what you need in order to improve on and create a solid engineering organization. So with that in mind, in order to improve your speed of change, make sure that you have a champion who's responsible. Make sure that commitments and deadlines are clear, set, and respected. And once things are done, make sure to have a retro in order to improve even faster. With those in place, you should be seeing improvements in your speed of change immediately. I wholeheartedly believe this is a major thing in order to make your organization stay as agile as it needs to as you're growing. So please take the time right now and schedule some thinking time in order to make sure that you put this in place this week. That's all for this week's short episode. Thank you for joining me. As usual, I have exclusive insights going out on my newsletter every Thursday. You can see the link to subscribe below on the show notes. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.